Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The chase is on to defeat the remnant of the massive Midianite army that God has given them victory over. My series is Gideon, the least of them, who has now been transformed into a valiant warrior for the Lord God of Israel. Let us find out how the battle ends. God had done the most amazing thing. When Gideon attacked with his 300 men, with trumpets and water jars as weapons, the enemy destroyed themselves in the midst of the confusion. They themselves did not have to lay a hand on a single soldier. Yet, not all were killed. So now they're in hot pursuit of the survivors who are heading for the river. And now they've requested help and they've armed themselves with real weapons. The two leaders of the Midianite army were caught and killed with their heads severed and brought to Gideon as proof of their death. The chase was not over yet. As they were chasing him through the land of Succoth, the army of Gideon became hungry and thirsty, and so they asked for assistance from the local leaders. He only asked for bread and water for his 300 men, but the leaders responded harshly. "The battle's over, and we have no need to rid the Midianites from our city now. So no, we're not going to help you." Gideon swore he'd return to deal with these men later and continued his chase unabated. Gideon, the valiant warrior, finally caught up with the two kings of the Midianite Empire. The two had caused great pain and suffering and death to those in Israel. So the valiant warrior rose up and killed both of them with his sword and removed the crescent ornaments that were around their camels' necks. Victory was his. The chase was over. The men of Israel shouted, "Be our king and rule over us, O Gideon!" The battle is over and the victory is at hand for the valiant warrior. There's still a few loose ends to tie up in my story, like what happened at Succoth. And will Gideon be made king? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.